Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come upon his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joy to him with songs. Amen. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. Amen. Come on and shout glory, hallelujah, to the Most High God, God Almighty, Sovereign God. Hallelujah. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear, hallelujah, come on and shout glory, hallelujah, glory to God. Everybody, I'm so happy to be here. Welcome to the shop. I'm your host, Dr. T-Shirt Sal Manning. Just thanking God for everyone that's here, all that purpose and heart to be on the line today. It is my prayer that God will continue to increase you in strength and peace and joy and happiness and love to operate fully with the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I don't know about you, but I'm just so grateful. I'm in a place of gratefulness. You know what I was telling someone the other night? Last night, midnight, that we have a choice. You have a choice to decide how you want to feel. Amen. You have that choice. You can decide you want to feel angry in a good situation or a good in a bad situation. Amen. You have a choice to feel how you want to feel. You have a choice to come out of that situation. Amen. You can decree and declare thing over your life because you have the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit to speak to those things, and it shall be established in your life. I want you to understand that there's power and love, there's power, there's life and death that's in the tongue. So whatever you speak, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, know that you are planting seeds either to life or seeds of death, amen. So you decide which one will you do. You bless or will you curse? Hallelujah. I made a decision. I made a choice today to bless. I made a choice to speak up God's word and say the word of the world, the word of the world, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, because it brings life. It delivers. It sanctifies. It makes all things new and redeemed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, what are you leading today? And speak it over yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, church, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout, Sister Dina. Give God all praise. Glory to God and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for one more time, Lord. You didn't have to,
yes,
but
Lord.
You did. And I'm so grateful that you did, Lord. Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. Called me in my right mind. My family is well. I'm well. And I just thank you. I can't do nothing but be grateful.
My Lord.
Grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Grateful.
Hallelujah.
Flowing
through
my heart.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Whatever you do, Lord, don't do it without me and you. Glory to you.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. God bless you, Sister Dina. We love you. We thank God for you. We thank God for your shout. She's going to make sure that she is in a seat for everybody here. She said, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me and you, my sisters and my brothers. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And there's a song that says, gratefulness. I'm so grateful. I'm flowing through. Gratefulness is flowing through my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. You give God all praise, glory, and honor today. Amen. For new mercy and new grace. Will you thank God for this day? For this is the day that the Lord his name. Hallelujah. We shall rejoice and shout glory. Hallelujah to his name because he made it possible for you to be here. Come on and shout. Cousin Dorita, give God our praise. Glory to God and shout glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking me this morning. Let me see a brand new day becoming as a Christian. And when I rose this morning, most of all, I was close in my right mind. And I thank you that all my family is doing well. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you for the line
thank
that I'll
you,
be
Lord.
On. I look forward. Thank you, Lord. And I want you all to pray for me that I may get strong in Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Dorita. We thank God for you. Your sound is stronger and stronger. Each and every time I hear your voice,
you.
I just feel the strength of the Lord in your voice. Amen.
Oh,
you know, the Bible tells us that the body is weak, but the spirit is willing. So the spirit of you, the spirit
amen.
Of woman,
yeah.
the spirit that is in you that is speaking, speak with the boldness and the strength of God. Amen. God, keep you. God, strength you. Hallelujah. I speak life over you right now. I speak life over you. I speak blessings and favor in and upon you right them and all that you love and concerned about your children, your grandchildren, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God bless you. God keep you. Know that God is with you. God never leave you nor will he forsake you. That his angels ain't kept around you right now. It is God who has kept you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you, Dorita. We thank God for your shout today. My Lord, my God, know that God has kept us through. through the weekend. Amen. So much was going on this past weekend, I tell you. But I thank God for being a keeper. How many of you know God can be a keeper? Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, Sister Connie, and shout. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Good evening, everyone. I just want to thank God for keeping my family and watching over my family and giving them the relief that they need in the sense of security. So much
yes.
going on right now. And so it's just a nice feeling. And as I'm watching each family member receive a blessing. And it just makes me feel really, really good. And he's also continuing to bless me also because I was kind of concerned about a job for the summer. And right before the shout came on, I got the message that I will have a job for the summer.
Hallelujah. Come on, man.
With the same little boy, they want me to do him this summer.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Look at God. He's already, the Bible said before, while mm-hmm. we're even praying, he's already answering. Amen. But while we're even praying, he's already answering. Yeah. God bless you, Sister God. And we love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Will you trust God today? Amen. Will you trust God for the impossible? I was telling the ladies on the line as we've been praying in the month of May every night at midnight. We just thank God for God's strength to be on that line at midnight. We know sometimes it's hard to stay up for some of us to be able to be on that call. But Lord God, in this season, God is looking for the one that he can do a miracle in, the one that will trust him for the miracle. How many of you all will trust God for the miracle when it look like it can't be? It's no way it's going to be able to happen. It's been denied. It's impossible to do. God is looking for the one that will trust him to come in and do the impossible. God is looking for that one today. Will that be you? Amen. That God will come in because of your faith, because you totally, solely trust God for it all. Amen. That he will come in and do it for you. Amen. Because God is able to do all. Amen. Not just some things, but all things. He is able. The things that God willing to do it according to his will and purpose and plan for your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on now, sister Bendigail Carter. Come on. Give God all praise, glory, and honor, shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bendigail, is that you?
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Good evening, everyone. I'm grateful for everybody on this line. I thank God for you. I thank God for all his blessings on your families and my family. I'm grateful for my family, for my mom, my husband, my children. I am just so grateful. I shout for my mom that God will continue to strengthen her and keep her in her right mind. She keep trusting and believing in God. To God be the glory. We had a real, real good weekend and good day on yesterday, and I just thank God for every good day, every good moment, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Thank God for your shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you and your family, all that you love and concerned about. We continue to pray and lift up our every today. Amen. Trusting God for the miracle. Amen. Because we know God is able. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. So now don't count yourself out. Amen. The enemy go count you out. But don't you count you out. Amen. I'm checking everybody that's on the shout and everything that's concerning you. God is positioning us to receive the miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. I don't know about everybody else, I am trusting God for the miracle, amen. I'm trusting God to step in and turn it around, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare and declare God's goodness operating through and about the life of those that trust and believe in him for the miracle, amen. I declare and declare right there in the name of Jesus Christ, in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ right now, hallelujah. And the resurrection power that's working on the inside of me, I declare and declare harvest time, the harvest of God's blessing and favor, the harvest time of God's, hallelujah, God's way out of nowhere, amen. I decree and declare that we are blessed and we can never be cursed because God has blessed us, amen. Come on now, Sister Sharon, and shout, give God our praise, glory, and others shout, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Woo, the shout for Jesus. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So I can't do that, but thank for him because he is good. And I thank for all the blessings, Lord. And I'm trusting you, Lord. Ain't no one else we can trust in but you. Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord,
amen.
I testify Wednesday that I had muscle spasms. But Lord, ain't been nonsense, Lord, because you gave me favor in your name, Lord. And that's enough.
Jesus.
All about. Hallelujah. I know you.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Me,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, come on now, my dear. My dear. Will you just trust God? Father, you can shout in the midst of everything that's going on with you. Say, Lord, I trust him. Lord, I thank you right then and there. Hallelujah. Will you do it? Will you trust God even when the pain is coming upon you? When the enemy is coming in like a flood, will you trust God to lift up a standard? Hallelujah. When the enemy comes in, amen. No, they cannot touch you. They may come near. The Bible tells us that. Hallelujah. Every tongue that rises up against you, said that the weapon will form, but it will not prosper. How many know that it shall form, but it won't prosper against you? Amen. You are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Come on. Come on now, Sister Pamela Townsend, and shout. Give God all praise, glory, and honor, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Sister Pam. Pam?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I just thank God for all of y'all that's on the line, and I thank God for waking me up this morning, and I'm praying
yes.
that everybody get everything that y'all asking him for, all the blessings and glory. That's basically
amen.
It.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All
that
says,
amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We will not be silenced, amen. We will not, hallelujah, we will not be denied. We will not take any substitutes or counterfeits, amen. We are the righteousness of God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you've got to decree and declare. You got to speak over yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. I want to say a few things today, amen, here on the shout. I just thank God for everybody. Hallelujah. I'm shouting. Hallelujah. Just grateful because I see God working. I see working. I knew you could see God working already. Things out for your good and your favor. But understand, I want you to understand something about the Holy Spirit. I just want to say this before I go into the word today, is that the Holy Spirit is a change agent. Amen. Radical change is possible. We have everything we need to become all he wants us to become because he has given us, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit. So receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Be baptized right now with the Holy Ghost and with the Holy Ghost fire. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You all, I want you to understand this. We are blessed with freedom. We have freedom. We pray freedom. We thank God for freedom because we are blessed with freedom. The Bible says in Galatians 5:1, it was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not subject anything. I'm sorry. Do not subject again to a yoke of slavery. Do not subject again to the yoke of slavery. See, freedom is so glorious, everyone, and bondage is hellishly oppressive. You were created for freedom. Amen. Jesus came to set you free from sin, oppression, poverty, sickness, and disease. He wants you to enjoy the fullness of his freedom and liberty. Amen. So before we receive Jesus as our personal Savior, we engage in pactes that promises us a good time, peace, euphoria, and relationships. What was supposed to be good caused by life to spiral downhill into destruction. We was oppressed, suicidal, and without hope. See, that is bondage, everyone. Slavery, that is bondage and slavery. Sin destroys. And then, see, the night I came to Christ, or the day I came to Christ, I tasted true freedom, true love, and all the guilt, shame, and fear melting away, and my freedom-filled life began right then and right there before I was entering into the 40 days of fasting and prayer and seeking and knocking and asking in the name of Jesus Christ. See, unrighteousness binds and oppressed, but so does self-righteousness. See, the Apostle Paul gave warning to the church in Galatia. They had been set free by love, grace, and the power of Jesus Christ, yet then they attempted to be justified by the law. See, my born-again experience was beautiful. I knew my salvation and deliverance from bondage had nothing to do with my own righteousness or efforts. I had nothing good to offer the Lord, yet he delivered me into his liberty. I was bathed in the grace of God and passionately grew in my walk with the Lord. I was in love, and I knew he loved me. Amen? I had no greed for legalism. I had never known it. I was delivered from unrighteousness to his righteousness via a miracle of his grace. It was all I knew. Amen? It was all I was seeking day in and
day out to commune with God, to have that relationship, and I wouldn't let anything come between it. Amen. Whether it was money, job, friends, or phone, I was in a wilderness experience, and I was loving it because God was loving on me, and I was loving him, and my eyes was open. My tongue was untwisted. Amen. My ears were open, and I was able to see, speak, and hear in the name of Jesus Christ. Many didn't understand, but God had a plan for me better than I had for myself. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Will you allow God to use you today? Will you understand if you're free and you're free indeed? See, the enemy comes to put us in bondage. The Bible tells that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I want you to do not be deceived at a many sort of temptation of this world by material things, many of people and conversations. Amen. I want you to know that you're free. Stay free because the Son has set you free. And the Bible says when the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to understand today that you are free. Don't speak bondage. Don't speak out what the devil is doing. Speak what God is doing. Don't give the devil no glory. Don't glorify the devil and his work. Glorify God and his work. In the name of Jesus Christ, know that God is going to show up. Don't say when I get there, you know the devil going to be busy. He's going to already be there. Don't say the God goes before me. He's already preparing the way. And when I get there, God is already there. All I got to do is fall and receive the victory. When you start speaking the devil, start speaking God over your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to know that's the trickery of the devil. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God is able. Hallelujah. All day, every day. It ain't no certain time that God is available. He's available all day, every day, anytime. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Will you call on him? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ while we're here today. As we can touch and agree in the name of Jesus Christ, let us decree right now that we've been set free from all oppression through Christ Jesus. Amen. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we rejoice in God-given freedom, and we are free indeed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are free to live. We are free to love. We are free to be in Christ Jesus. We are free to run our race in life and sin is strong. Amen. We are free through Christ from the law of sin and death. The Lord has set us free from our enemies. Amen. Our head has been lifted high above our enemies, and our feet are set upon the solid rock. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord lives in us and gives us liberty to love extravagantly. Amen. We use our freedom to serve others. Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The Spirit of liberty dwells richly in us. When you receive it today, then open up your mouth and say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Decree and declare, devil, you're a liar. I am free. I am blessed. And I can know because I am whole. I am healed. Oh, yeah, they're calling us, Shana Haya, right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and shout. I want to open up your line. I just want to hear y'all shout with me today. I want you to know, hallelujah,
thank
you. Lord, a fire storm.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
criticized. If we are thrown off by criticism,
criticism. We are living before the wrong eyes. Failure is another test. Amen. When our life assignments, you all seem to fail, we lose money. Our ministry shrink up. Our relationships fail. Of course, we feel the pain. Amen. But if we are devastated by these things, concluding that our whole life is a failure because of them, it is proof we are not living before the audience of one. We are living for the applause of man. See, many times Jesus will test our hearts in this way to show us where our true value lies. We must rely, you are ourselves again and again, to live for his pleasure. Who are you living for? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. God bless everyone today as our time is wrapped up here on the shout. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. I thank you all for being here with me on this beautiful Monday. Hallelujah. God has given us another chance, another opportunity, you know, to serve him while we have time for change. Share the word of God with someone. Give someone that word to help encourage them and even to help the unbeliever to ask, how can I be saved? Be that example that people can see out and about and say, I want to be like that. I want to be, if that's what Christ looks like, then I want to be Christ. I want Jesus Christ to be the Lord and Savior over my life. You be that example. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless everyone on the line today. I thank God for you. It's so good to hear everybody back in position here and our newcomers here. Sister Sharon has become a regular here on the show. God bless you. God keep you. And we have our sister Pamela Townsend who's on now, and I pray that you become one of those that come on quite often and be a fixture here as Brenda Gale is, and sister Connie and sister Dillard and sister Jones, which is Aretha, that are, you know, they're fixtures here on the show. So we're here, we shout, and we encourage each other. The shout is an opportunity to come and praise and worship and pray and testimony and receive the word of God. Amen. So encourage the one to come on the shout so that they can receive, amen, and be filled, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. So I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we come together, that we're saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. You enjoy the rest of your evening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear say what.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. One time, one time, one time, one time.
it.